Hi, the question for Daniel Pettis, Danielle, P like Paul, Ettis. Date of birth is 8/30/1985. Date of service is 10/15/2025. Date of accident is 6/19/2024. Daniel Pettis is a victim of an automobile accident that happened in 6/19/2024, and patient is being seen as a new patient. She self-referred herself, and so far she has done primary care Dr. Camille Johnson, who referred this patient to us, and also her PCP is mobile med, and physical therapy is at complete physical therapy. Medical records did not accompany her visit, and we do have a MRIs at the time of dictation and visit, so they are being investigated. The patient has a chief complaint of pain in the upper back, lower back, both knees and both shoulders. The upper back pain is around 10 and also affecting both the shoulders. The left shoulder is 8 and right shoulder is 9. Both the knees are 10. There is some pain in the right foot, and can walk up to one block, sit and stand for 30 minutes. There is a loss of balance off and on. Patient attributes all of these symptoms to an accident that happened on 6/19/2024 as follows. The patient was traveling as a rear passenger on the left side in a Cadillac XL in an afternoon on Harper Avenue on the east side in the city of Harper. They were turning left, and other car, which was F-150 or Dodge Ram, one of the pickup trucks, came almost 50 to 60 miles an hour and hit them on a T-bone driver's side. The patient was wearing seatbelt, airbag did not deploy. There was a loss of consciousness. There was no hit and it was not a hit and run accident. Police came, ambulance didn't arrive at the scene. The damage was to the front of the car, which was completely total, and the driver's side. The windows were smashed, and patient was taken to Sinai Grace Hospital for 5 hours. X-ray CT scans were all found to be normal and was discharged. The attorney then she saw was Andropoulos, A-N-D-R-E-O-P-O-U-L-O-S, and Hill, who referred her to mobile med. Regarding the injury, patient suffered pain in the neck and back immediately at the impact. Both the knees also re-injured, and the right knee, there was no bleeding, no laceration, no fractures. History of presenting illness, patient is suffering from headaches, which are 3 per month, front and back. They're moderate, off and on, sensitive to light, not sensitive to noise. There's no nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Regarding the symptoms of TBI, patient reports of loss of balance and denies any dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, seizures, denies any ringing in the ear or vision problem like blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. Patient has no taste problem, smell problem, or TMJ problem. No issues with the orientation, confusion, disorientation, no memory problems. Patient denies any subtle anesthesia or sleep disturbance, incontinence of the urine, none. There's no shooting pain or any numbness, tingling anywhere, except for the groin area. Regarding the pain, patient is suffering from pain in the both shoulder area and upper back to the tune of 10 and has not been resolved with the physical therapy that the patient has so far. In the lower back, patient has pain around 10. She describes these pains to be present continuously as throbbing, shooting, cramping, heart burning, aching, and heavy. Lower back pain is also reported to be 10, shooting to the groin bilaterally. Knee pain is reported to be 10 and has a difficult time climbing the steps. The patient is a heavy woman of 321 pounds, and the right foot is quite painful. The patient has had MRI and X-rays done, and he reports of numbness, tingling of only the right foot with muscle weakness and loss of balance, but there is no blood or bowel incontinence. Regarding the past treatment, patients saw Dr. Camille, C-A-M-I-L-L-E, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, as a primary care physician for 2 years. She was on opiates. She's been treated for obesity with Ozempic, and she has a poor leg circulation. Mobile Med has seen her for physical therapy and is a physician group who provided the medication and multi-specialty clinic with laser 2 times. And patient has physical therapy, complete physical therapy, 50 visits, but no epidural, no surgeries, nothing else has been done. Please review the records for system review, for surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, employment status, disability. And personal history, as well as the ADLs and the diagnosis page. Physical examination, 40-year-old African-American female, obese, 321 pounds, now it is 318, height is 5'2", 97.4 is the temperature, blood pressure 120 over 92, pulse 74, pulse ox is 100. Patient is alert-oriented, operative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonic here. Patient does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain phases. Doesn't appear to be anxious, lethargic. She has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any adapted devices. She is using a cane and she has a knee braces. The rest of the exam will come from the template. Except in the skin, please mention that the legs are quite swollen with 2+ spitting edema and a sign of elephantiasis diagnosis as patient reports. Central neurological examination is normal. Musculoskeletal examination is also normal, except the trapezius muscle. In the cervical and thoracic fibers, as few trigger points. Quadratus lumbar muscle is also in spasm bilaterally, and paravertebral muscles from L1 to L5 is in spasm, and tenderness is noticed in the sacroiliac joints bilaterally. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness is noticed at SI joint and L5-S1. Paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed in L1 to L5. In addition, quadratus lumbar muscle and trapezius muscle also in spasm, 1+ hypertonicity. Note, trigger points only in the trapezius muscles noticed. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 50, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion, bilateral side flexion 40, bilateral rotation is 70. In the lumbar spine, the forward flexion is 50, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion 20, bilateral rotation is 25. Many must identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative. The Sperling sign, Lermit test, and destruction test are all negative. In the thoracic spine, slum test is negative, Roos test negative. In the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test, SLR, positive at 30 degrees. CLR is positive. CAMP is positive. The Breger test and Babinski sign negative. SI joints. So, a tenderness bilaterally and constant test is positive and Faber test is positive bilaterally. But the standing flexion test, iliac compression test, destruction test are negative. Extremities examination, both the shoulders were examined and both knees. Other than that, rest of the extremities are completely normal. Examination of the shoulders bilaterally range of motions are at 120 degrees without any pain. And inspection and palpation do not reveal any obvious finding, no dislocation, no contusions, fractures. Range of motions are normal on passive and active. On active motion, patient can easily do 120 degrees of abduction forward flexion without any issues, after which some pain is reported in the rotator cuff region. Muscle strengths are normal. Special tests, Hawken-Kennedy test, MTBR can test negative. Feet test, near test is negative. Anterior, posterior apprehension test are negative bilaterally. Distally, there is no carpal tunnel syndrome. Possible tendons and felon sign is negative, and grips are normal, and circulation reflexes are normal in the both wrists. Elbows are completely normal. Examination of the knee reveals on inspection there are no scar, erythema, effusion, no tenderness on palpation, no swelling, no asymmetry. It doesn't feel warm or cold, no crepitus, grinding noise. Collateral ligaments are intact. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer, negative. McMurray Steinman is negative. Patellar apprehension is negative. In the right foot, patient experiences pain in the bottom of the foot and all the toes, for which patient is being referred to a foot doctor, and there is possibly a tendinitis in the foot area. Please review the records for diagnosis. Plan of care comes from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient is being provided with the medications, that is meloxicam, 7.5 twice a day with Prilosec for stomach protection, 20 milligram twice a day, Alavil 50 at night for sleep, GAD disorder, pain relief. Flexeril for muscle relaxation, 10 milligram twice a day. Zoloft 50 twice a day for mood and depression. Neurontin 600 twice a day for nerve pain. Lidoprim ointment for topical pain relief. Physical therapy is put on hold. We are requesting the records from the physical therapists that have provided services in the past. We'll obtain a record from Dr. Camille Johnson and complete PT and mobile meds so that we can move forward. Narcotic analgesics are not provided until the records are available. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, refer to psychiatry and fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRIs is as follows. The patient, we are able to obtain the MRIs. They were done at Northland Radiology, and the date is November 7, 2024. The MRI for the lumbar spine shows mild L4, L5 disc bulge, mild bilateral foramen stenosis, mild facet joint arthrosis involving L4, L5, and L5-S1. We also have a MRI of the right knee, which shows possible posterior horn or medial meniscus torn, and an anterior cruciate ligament sprain and degenerative spurring with chondromalacia. In the left knee, there is a degenerative spurring with lateral tilt and lateral excursion to the patella, osteochondritic erosion. No definite MRI evidence of meniscus tear, small knee joint effusion. Interventional pain procedure. Patient may benefit from bilateral knee injection intra-articular, from SI joint injection, from LESI times 4, and facet joint injections. Surgical options none, except down the road we'll refer her to orthopedic surgeon. I believe she's seeing an orthopedic surgeon who has advised her to lose weight, and she's on Ozempic right now. Neuropsych evaluation none. Attended care caseworker none. Past medical records have been ordered released. Investigations none for now. DMEs. Patient has all the DMEs, including cane, back brace, tense unit, photoelectric light therapy. Education is yes. Disability patient is disabled for work. Follow visit in 15 days. Direct contact yes. Thank you.